Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open A Year with Peter Drucker by Joseph Masieriello. Sophie, have you ever felt like management advice is just a bunch of buzzwords with no real substance?
Oh, all the time, Sam. And that's exactly why this book is such a breath of fresh air. Drucker, who's basically the father of modern management, doesn't give you quick fixes. He gives you a whole philosophy, and Masieriello organizes it into 52 weekly lessons that you can actually absorb and apply.
So it's like a year-long mentorship from one of the greatest minds in business. I love that. But let's start with the big idea. Drucker called management a liberal art. What does that even mean?
It means management isn't just about numbers and spreadsheets. It's about human nature, ethics, and the purpose of an organization in society. A manager isn't a technician. They're a leader who has to integrate knowledge from all sorts of fields to make decisions that affect people's lives.
Right? So, it's not just about climbing the corporate ladder. It's about becoming a responsible leader who actually contributes to the world. And the book says that all starts with managing yourself.
Exactly. Drucker famously said you can't manage others well until you manage yourself. And the first step is identifying your strengths. But here's the kicker. Most people think they know their strengths, but they're wrong.
How do you actually figure out?
He calls it feedback analysis. Whenever you make a key decision, write down what you expect will happen. Then, 9 or 12 months later, compare the actual results to your expectations. That practice will reveal your strengths with brutal honesty and also expose your bad habits.
Wow, that's simple but powerful. I'm guilty of just guessing what I'm good at. So once you know your strengths, what's next?
You place yourself where you can make the greatest contribution. Instead of asking, "What do I want to do?" you ask, "What should I contribute to make a real difference?" It shifts your focus from activity to actual results.
And that naturally leads to mastering time, because you can't contribute if you're wasting your hours. Drucker's approach to time management is really interesting, isn't it?
It's all about diagnosis, not just squeezing more into your day. You track your time for a week or two, then analyze where it's going. You'll find that a big chunk is wasted on things that don't matter.
And then you ask, what would happen if this just didn't get done? If the answer is nothing, you stop doing it. And you delegate everything that someone else could do just as well.
Exactly. The goal is to create large, uninterrupted blocks of time for deep work, because that's where real thinking and planning happen.
Okay, so we got self-management down. But Drucker also had a huge insight about the purpose of a business. It's not to make a profit, right?
Right. Profit is necessary for survival, but the purpose is to create a customer. And that happens through two core functions, marketing and innovation.
Marketing isn't just selling, though. It's seeing the whole business from the customer's point of view.
And innovation is about creating new wealth-producing resources, whether that's a new process, a new channel, or a new way of serving customers. It's not just about technology.
Then, to make that happen, you need clear objectives. Drucker was big on management by objectives, but not as a top-down thing, right?
No, he saw it as joint goal setting between a manager and their team. Each person sets their own goals in alignment with the organization's mission, so they're self-directed, not bossed around.
And that ties into Drucker's view of knowledge workers. He said they're the most valuable asset of a 21st century organization, but you can't just supervise them like factory workers.
Exactly. Knowledge workers need to be treated as assets, not costs. You have to ask them what they need to do their best work, give them responsibility, and help them see the results of their efforts. The manager becomes a coach, not a supervisor.
So what about decision-making? Drucker had some specific ideas about that too.
He distinguished between generic problems, which can be solved with a rule, and unique problems, which need a custom solution. Most managers mess this up by treating generic problems as unique, or vice versa.
The effective decision maker first diagnoses the problem, then defines what the decision must accomplish. And they start with what's right, not what's acceptable.
And they build feedback into the decision so they can adjust if their assumptions were wrong. That's such a smart approach.
Communication is another big one. Drucker said it's not about telling people what to do, but creating shared understanding. How do you do that?
You focus on the receiver. Ask, what does the subordinate need to know to do their job? And he championed the manager's letter, where a subordinate writes to their boss about their objectives, expected results, and what support they need. It closes the gap between intention and action.
That's a great tool. And finally, leadership itself. Drucker had a pretty contrarian view on that, too.
He said the test of a leader is how many leaders they create, not how many followers. And he was against the personality cult. The most effective leaders are often uncharismatic, but totally focused on the mission and their team's performance.
And they hire for what people can do, not what they can't. They make strengths productive and weaknesses irrelevant.
Right. And above all, integrity. Drucker saw integrity as the one quality a leader can't fake. Without it, there's no trust, and without trust, the organization falls apart.
So, as we wrap up, what's the one thing you're taking away from this book?
For me, it's the emphasis on self-management as the foundation. You can't lead others effectively until you've mastered yourself. That means knowing your strengths, managing your time, and focusing on contribution. It's a constant practice, not a one-time thing.
And if you want to dive deeper into Drucker's world, the full library is waiting over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So, whether you're a seasoned leader or just starting out, Drucker's wisdom is a compass for the modern world. It's about performance for the common good, not just profit. We'll see you in the next one.